Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. You know, we're absolutely thrilled to be bringing you this podcast, and we are helping people, reaching people in over 60 different countries. I was amazed the other day. We had a client from London, and we talked with them on the Skype. And then as soon as I got off the phone, I had a cup of coffee, and boom, I was on with somebody in Australia. And another client in Australia. Absolutely amazing. And then, you know, another little break, maybe a little nibble here or there, and I'm on the phone with somebody in North Carolina. It is amazing that we are reaching people with personal empowerment, teaching them that they don't, look, you don't have to be, that's not they, you do not have to be a victim. You can control the destiny of your life. Now, that doesn't mean that every aspect of your life is going to be under your control. But it does mean that the good, the bad, and the ugly, yes, the ugly as well, you attract into your life. And when you understand that, when things happen, you'll analyze, how did I attract this? What did I think? What were my thought processes? What were my actions? What were my feelings? What kind of vibration did I have? You'll understand and you'll be able to reevaluate and make corrections. That's a wonderful thing to have. By the way, we're going to teach you that in your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Complimentary. It's on the house. Just write us at lawofattractionsolutions.com and claim your complimentary 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. And if you have a situation, if you have a crisis going on, you know, be sure and include a letter, okay? Explain what's going on so when I look at these, I can get to you right away. Okay, let's talk about things that mentally strong people do. Are you mentally strong? Huh? It's important to be mentally strong because there's all kinds of energy flowing around you, about you, above you, and below you. Some of it is good and helpful. Some of it is like the wind at your back. It's just going to take you to the next level. Some of it is designed to strengthen your muscles. It provides resistance. But some of it is designed to stop you in your tracks, to hold you back from your dreams and your goals and your aspirations. And we're going to help you overcome that by giving you some of the things that mentally strong people do all the time. And if you'll start doing these, you'll notice results almost immediately. I mean, your life will begin to change. Number one, mentally strong people, they set goals every single day. Anybody can sit down and get all motivated for a day and sit down and create 10-year goals. And 10 years from now, I'm going to be doing this. You know, and unfortunately, that's what a lot of the life coaches have you doing nowadays. I'm not saying you shouldn't have a 10-year goal. I'm not saying you shouldn't have a retirement goal or whatever your goals are. But I think those goals, in some ways, are far less important than your daily goals. What am I doing today? What am I going to get accomplished today? What are my goals today? Mentally strong people set daily goals. Mentally strong people reflect on their progress on a regular basis. They stop and look at their progress. I have a little thing. We have a big whiteboard here in our office, and I have some numbers, and I write down those numbers about every other day because I am reflecting on our progress. They tolerate discomfort from time to time. They don't get used to discomfort. Some of you are getting used to being lonely. Some of you are getting used to being broke. Some of you are getting used to being rejected. Some of you are getting used to not being healthy. Some of you are getting used to living in a world of anxiety and fear and doubt. They don't get used to it, but they tolerate it when it happens. They tolerate discomfort. Successful, mentally strong people think productively. Not just positively, productively. How can I take this from this point to that point? What do I need to do? What are the steps? And they're thinking about that all the time. Mentally strong people, they expend mental energy wisely. They're not getting all angry and upset, frustrated because the neighbor did this or said this. They realize that mental energy can either empower them and edify them, or it can drain them. So they decide where they're going to put their mental energy. You can do that too. You know, you've got things going on in your life you do not need to give mental energy to.
Imagine how life would be if you had unlimited personal power and confidence. You would have the internal vibration to attract true love, obtain the career you desire, own a successful business, enjoy vibrant power and health. The one difference between you and those who are incredibly successful is confidence and magnetism. Now, Miracle Mentors and Alchemy Life Coaches Robert and Rachel Zink have created an easy-to-use subliminal program designed to magnify your confidence, personal power, and magnetism. We promise you will see drastic change in your life within days as you use Building Confidence, Personal Power, and Magnetism by Robert and Rachel Zink. Visit the store at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com to instantly download Building Confidence, Personal Power, and Magnetism. Visit lawofattractionsolutions.com and live up to your unlimited potential.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
You know, I like this one. Mentally strong people, manifestors, have staying power. They hang in there, baby. Yeah. They fight it out. They are determined. They don't give up at the first sign of resistance. They don't walk around and go, oh, gee, I ran into resistance. It must be the universe telling me not to do it. They understand that resistance sometimes is the universe telling you to do it. That you need the resistance. That the resistance is just going to make you stronger and more effective. They are prepared to work and succeed on their own merits. They're not going to live off their family name or their company name. They're not concerned about their title or their uniform. They focus on their own merits. They enjoy time alone. You know, they can just walk into another room and shut the door and find that, okay, I've got this little time alone. Let me work on this little project, or let me meditate on this, or let me think about this. They are willing to fail. Are you willing to fail yourself to success? Because you might have to. If you want that dream, you might have to fail 2 or 3 or 4 or 5, or like Thomas Edison, 10,000 times. Are you determined? Do you have the staying power? Now, while they have staying power and they are determined and they are strong, they also understand there are times to move on. There are times to say, okay, I've chewed all the flavor out of that gum I'm going to get. It's time to spit it out and move on. They keep control. They don't allow themselves to fly off the handle and get, you know, erratic. They embrace change. Change is good, because with every change comes an opportunity for you. Embrace change. They stay happy. You know, it's not always easy. Sometimes you're going through some pretty damn tough stuff in life. But these people, the mentally strong, find a way to stay happy. It doesn't mean they're happy about a particular situation, but they're happy about themselves and their lives and their goals and their dreams and their destination. You know, mentally strong people are willing to take calculated risks. That's important. They invest their energy in the present moment. What can I do right now? Where can I put my energy today that will have a positive effect on my life tomorrow? They accept full responsibility for their past behavior. Wow. Wouldn't the world be just an absolutely incredible place if everybody accepted full responsibility for the things they said and the things they do? They celebrate other people's successes. That's important. When you get in the habit, you know, here's a little assignment for you. Every day, look in the newspaper or on the internet for someone's success, someone who's done well in something, and then quietly celebrate their success in your mind and in your energy field. You're going to find that that celebration of success is going to transfer onto you as well, and your own goals and your own dreams.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
Mentally strong people, they have mentors. They understand the power of a mentor. I work with clients that work with me. They work with a private psychologist, and they work with a business mentor. They work with a lawyer. They work with several different mentors. You need people that can be on the outside looking in and give you the kind of feedback that's honest and trustworthy. You're not going to find honest mentors. As much as you love them, you're not going to find them amongst your friends. You're not going to find them amongst the people you work with. And you are not going to find them with family, because they all have kind of a vested interest in you being the way they think you ought to be. When I work with somebody, I don't focus on what I think they ought to be. I want to know what they desire to be. Our goal is to create miracles. Our goal is to put the law of attraction to work for them. Well, the last two, they engage in gratitude every single day. Every single day, they say, I am grateful that. They maybe say it to themselves, they maybe say it to another person, or in prayer, or in meditation, but every day they engage in gratitude. And finally, they make a conscious effort to connect with divine source energy, with the infinite field of possibilities. They are always looking for ways to raise and uplift their own vibration, their own personal mission. Look it, you're not here by accident. You have a mission and purpose to your life. It's time to discover it. It's time to awaken it. And it's time to live it. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Thank you for sharing it with your friends on Facebook. We absolutely love when we go back and check our podcast and see that 10, 15, 20 people have shared this podcast on Facebook. But you can do other things as well. You can just write us a letter from time to time. We love hearing from you. Anyway, pay it forward. Do something good for someone today, okay? And you have a great day now, because you deserve it.